This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. California's insurance commissioner is mad about the latest rate hikes for health insurance, and he's using the only real power he's got, stepping up to a podium and scolding those companies. In particular, he called out Anthem Blue Cross of California for an 11% premium increase for some customers, but Anthem's double-digit rate hike is consistent with new 2013 rates being rolled out all over the country, not exactly what the architects of healthcare reform had in mind. Robert Field is a professor of law and health policy at Drexel University. Good to talk with you.
Glad to be here.
What are we seeing happen right now in general with health insurance premiums?
So we're seeing an unexpected spurt of premium increases for small employers and for people who obtain policies directly from the insurance company.
And on what basis do the insurers say that they are raising, that they need to raise premiums?
Well, that's a little bit questionable. They say it's because of higher health care costs, but health care costs have moderated. In fact, they went up last year at the lowest rate in many years. A more likely scenario is that what they're looking to do is to lock in premium increases before Obamacare goes into effect, which will be next January.
So explain a little bit more about this process, because it certainly was hoped by the Obama administration, at least, that if anything, this reform would help keep insurance costs in check by, for example, bringing more healthy people into the system. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so Obamacare regulates the rates indirectly in a couple of ways. If a company charges more than a set percentage for administration, overhead, and profits, they have to give a rebate to their customers the following year. So there is some retroactive check there, but it's not a direct control.
Insurance regulation is, in many important ways, left to the states. So are some states able to do something about it if they want to?
Some states are. Some states give their regulators a lot of power so they can order the rates to be rolled back. Some states like California give the regulators very little power, so all they can do is scream and yell and maybe publicize it, but they can't force the rates to be rolled back. So that's a big loophole in Obamacare, and the thinking is that these insurance companies are trying to get their rate increases in now before the law actually goes into effect.
Are these rate increases we're seeing right now sort of a one-time phenomenon, or is this likely to continue year after year after year into the future?
It's unlikely that we'll see this indefinitely because the companies do have to give the rebates, and if those rebates get too large, then eventually it's going to be a financial problem for them. But it's possible we could see it again. It may not be every year, but it may be sporadically. This is a big hole that was left in Obamacare, and at some point it's going to have to be addressed.
Robert Field is a professor of law and health policy. He's at Drexel University. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.